The Battle to Survive, Operating Sub Rosa. In 1897, a South Carolina law banned fraternities from all state-supported schools, leaving the College of Charleston and Presbyterian College as the only campuses in the state where fraternities could legally operate. This ban stemmed from the decline of literary societies, once the dominant student activity. As fraternities gained popularity, literary societies, whose members were often alumni of the state's legislative bodies, blamed fraternities for their dwindling membership and petitioned lawmakers for the ban. Despite these laws, interest in fraternities only grew. Unable to function openly, groups operated sub rosa, keeping their activities secret. While the fraternity was founded at a school where fraternities were still allowed, many early chapters began at institutions where they were not. For example, the Sigma chapter at the University of South Carolina operated as the Sigma Club to avoid suspicion. In 1909, the Delta chapter was formed at Furman University, where fraternities were banned despite not being required to follow the state law. Similarly, Presbyterian College imposed their own ban in 1909, and the Beta chapter began operating under the Rose after 2 years of being open. Wofford College followed suit, banning fraternities until 1916, when the Zeta chapter was allowed to publicly operate nearly 5 years after its founding. Zeta chapter's charter, dated 1916, marks the first year they could legally function. The ban was finally lifted in 1927, allowing fraternities and sororities to reemerge across South Carolina's campuses, still intact, thanks to the years of quiet perseverance by those operating sub rosa.